This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
What does motion sound like? With Kizikans free shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
This episode of Congratulations, episode 51, is brought to you by the Cash App. Listen, we started this thing. Do you want to get paid $5 and also give $5 to charity? Right now, if you download the Cash App and enter the reward code CONGRATS, you'll receive $5, and the Cash App will send $5 to the Time's Up Legal Defense Fund. And I think that's great, because I think that's a really important charity that people should be in support of. And we are here at the Congratulations podcast, we'll talk about Cash App later on in the show, but download the free Cash App for iOS or Android now. This episode is also brought to you by Blue Apron. Blue Apron is the leading meal kit delivery service in the U.S. Right now, through February 26, Blue Apron is teaming with Whole30 to bring you delicious recipes. The menu will feature two Whole30 approved recipes each week, like Mexican spiced barramundi with avocado. Had it. It was great. Chicken lettuce cups with avocado and kale and sweet potato salad. So get the new year started with Blue Apron and Whole30. Blue Apron is treating my listeners to their first three meals, a $30 value with your first order if you visit blueapron.com/congrats. So check out this menu and get your $30 off with free shipping at blueapron.com/congrats. Blue Apron, a better way to cook. What's up, guys? Episode 51. It's another week in Babyville. Hold my back, not getting any better. Pretty cool. Pretty cool how it's getting literally zero better every day. So that's great. A lot has happened this week, and a lot happens every week now, because the world is so fucked up. it's funny, too, because when I start this podcast, sometimes I think about how, oh, shit, what am I going to talk about? And then I sit here with Juan Fire, and he's like, well, this happened, and then that leads to that, and then we're like, oh, shit, all these things fucking are happening. And it's the craziest world we live in, man. And it's the only world we live in, and we better take care of it or something. You know how they say? Everyone's always loving to be fucking so holier than thou. Dude, I was watching a movie called Love and a Bullet, and I think when people ask me now what my favorite movie is, I'm going to say Love and a Bullet. And it's with Tretch from Naughty by Nature. And it's funny, too, because when Tretch... The movie Juice, which kind of put Tupac on the scene as an actor, he was really great in the movie. I think as the story goes, I don't know how true this is, but I read this. It was like they were auditioning. It was Tretch, and he went in and auditioned for the part. And then Tupac went in, and they knew each other. And Tupac went in and auditioned for this part in Juice. And Tretch knew, hearing through the wall, the way Tupac did it, that he was going to get the part because he was just so fucking good. And he did get the part, and he went on to fucking kill the role. I'm a huge Tupac fan. But Tretch went on to do Love and a Bullet. And it is tonally my favorite movie because it's a mess. I don't know. I've seen it twice now. I don't know if it's a comedy or not. I straight up don't know. I'm a comedian. I kind of pride myself on like knowing if something is taking the piss out of it. I don't know. I literally have no idea. I posted two clips on this movie on Instagram. I mean, I kept rewinding it, laughing and shit, sending it to... I mean, Tretch is so badass. He's so badass in this movie. It's unbelievable. And he'll be like, dude, you got to watch this movie, man. I mean, first of all, it released... I actually looked this up last night. It grossed $18,000, almost $19,000. Huge failure. In 14 theaters? Bad. The poster is the worst poster I've ever seen in my life. His legs are spread so far. You know what I mean? And he's being so hardcore. Dude, and like, why is he... Oh, man. Tretch. Loving the bullet. Tretch. First of all, I'm a big Naughty by Nature fan. Tretch is from Naughty by Nature, the rap group, and they rap OPP and shit like that. And so Tretch is this guy in the movie that is like an assassin, and he finds this girl assassin, and he's like, I got to get out this life, man, and just make a family with this girl. And then the girl dies, but she dies off screen. The movie's about the two of them. She dies off screen, and he's like, she never showed up for dinner. I guess she died or some shit. And then he goes on and, like, kills everybody. And they do, like, breakdance killing. Like, they do shooting. I mean, it's so badass. You got to watch this movie. It's like the worst gun safety, the worst gun discipline. I mean, dude, they have the guy who was the original Black Power Ranger shooting him. I mean, Tretch, there's one move where Tretch plants his palm down and then fucking kicks his legs up in the air and shoots. And then you got to go on my Instagram and look at this shit, dude. He grabs fucking steam pipes on the ceiling and jumps up on them and then shoots the Black Power Ranger guy. It's the worst. Like, he'd be dead in 4 seconds, you know? And it's so funny. When I was watching the movie, there's a scene in the movie where he's having dinner with his girl, and she's like, they're like being sexy talking and shit like that. And then he gets up and walks to the back of the room and then like starts unbuttoning his shirt, like being sexy. First of all, it's just not sexy when a guy's trying to be sexy. You know what I mean? That's the least sexy a guy can be, is if a guy is aware of how sexy he is, right? And so he's unbuttoning the shirt, and then he's like undoing the pants, and then it cuts back to her like, damn. And then it cuts back to him. Why do I keep saying cutbacks? It cuts back to him, and he's fully nude, full frontal, and his cock is out. He has no clothes on, and his dick is out for no reason, and it's just a full shot of his body, and he's naked. I don't know if it was his idea or if it was in the script that way or why. Like, the tone of this movie is so fucked. I don't know if it's supposed to be funny or if people are supposed to be like, oh, damn, that's kind of, like, aggressive and hot that he did that. Like, if girls were supposed to be like, damn. Dude, it's the funniest movie I've ever seen. Ever. It's so it's such a shame. Like, comedians and we work so hard to craft jokes and make people laugh, and we will never be as funny as that movie by mistake. That's the fucked up thing. I would watch that movie. I'm going to watch it every night in 2018. I mean, dude, she dies off screen. She's a major character in the movie, dies off screen, and then he's like, she never showed up. I was about to ask her. It's all voiceover, of course. He's like, and every voiceover, I feel like every voiceover starts with this. Damn. You know? Damn. I guess life isn't the way I thought it was going to turn out. Maybe I could have a family, but this life keeps sucking me back in. I mean, dude. What, we're pulling it up right now, the naked shot. Why? The candlelights. The candlelight, and he's, oh, dude. Oh, and I forgot, the bad guy in it is like just some guy's uncle. He's like the mob boss, And he, and at the end of the movie, he starts calling him Tretch the N-word, and it's like sad a place. He's like, oh my God, dude. He was like, I want you to go kill somebody. Dude, you just got to watch it, man. I really can't do it. I can't do it justice, but it's so fucking funny. Love in a Bullet. Please watch that movie. We got to have bad movie nights. I know we had it once, but me and my buddies, including Juan Fire, we were going to have bad movie night and just watch it. We watched this other movie called, what was it, Condor? The fuck was it called? Yeah. Something like Condor. Oh, these movies are so bad. They're better than good movies, though. Good movies just suck, you know? Music all in the right place, shit telling you how to feel. The one thing that, dude, did you guys hear about what happened in Hawaii? How everyone on their iPhone, was it iPhones or phones or whatever? They got alerts that there was a missile coming inbound and that they should take shelter. Everybody on their phones. And it wasn't true. Like, whoever hit the button just hit the button. And it said, ballistic missile threat inbound to Hawaii. Seek immediate shelter. This is not a drill. And it wasn't true. Emergency update threat. There is no missile threat or danger to the state of Hawaii. Repeat, false alarm. I mean, you know, who's in that fucking room? Tom Green? Like, what? Worst mistake ever, dude. Never a worse mistake than that. Somebody just leaned up against the button. Also, why is the button so specific? How many buttons do they have that they're like, oh, this is the one for the ballistic missile? Dude, it's so that I would lose. Nah, well, I don't know what the fuck. I'd lose my mind. That's so fuck. Dude, I would, there's video of it online, people screaming and shit, I'm sure. I would have. And then they were like, just kidding. Sorry, and then go back to listening to Hawaiian music everywhere in Hawaii. Dude, if you've been to Hawaii, I swear to God, they play up the fucking Hawaiian music so much. We get it. We get it. We're in Hawaii. You'll be at a library, and it'll be like, bing, ding, bing, bing, wing, 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 bing, ding, ding, wing, bang, bang, waka, laka, heira, heira, laka, weira, wafa, papa, weira. You can't get away from it, dude. In a Walgreens, just wappa wappa lera, yippa dappa lera, shippa hot potato. This dancing, you know, the hula, sobsolete. Dude, the hula dancing, you know, it's part of the culture here in Hawaii. Do the Harlem Shake. Dab a little bit. Hey, take off the grass skirt, bro, put on pants. Take off that donut of flowers on your forehead and put on pants. You know why? You adult. Also, stop playing instruments that are completely wooden and I have no idea what they are. So many wood, dude. Hawaiians will make instruments out of wood things and it doesn't matter what shape they are. It literally doesn't matter what shape they are and they'll just slap them. And that's the music. And then they'll call themselves a warrior. I love how you go to Hawaii and shit. I was in a luau. Last time I went to Hawaii, I went to a luau. Dude, it was the worst fucking thing I ever saw in my life. I had to watch grown men slapping fucking wooden instruments I had never seen. And they were just like, wick-a-la-la-hera, whip-a-la-la-hera. And then the lady with the plastered fucking smile comes up and she's just like, here in Hawaii. And I'm just like, say Hawaii. Here in Hawaii. This is the dance of the warrior. And then they get all aggressive and they're like, hula, blah, 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 hula, blah, 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 hula, blah, 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 blah. And they're covering their cock precariously with some towels. And the girls have fucking shells over their tits. Hey, get a shirt. cool. Fucking, you know, a shell fall off a tree and you put it on your tits. Get a tank top. Zip it up. Don't wear a hat that's bigger than you. Dude, you got fucking leaves on you. Hey, man, the only place leaves should be touching is under your feet. Dude, the second leaves get above your feet, put them back down. Wikilakalela.
Oh, yeah?
Wikilakalela. Dude, and they're all in unison and shit. This is the warrior dance. Imagine going to fucking fight motherfuckers with guns and missiles and shit, with ballistic missiles. And they're just like, get the warriors. Here come the ballistic missiles. Oh, fuck, hold on. Let me get my fucking leaves. Wikilakalela, weepalapalela. Dude, cover your cocks. Here comes the ballistic missile. Ooh la 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 la, ooh la 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 la, ooh la 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 la, ooh la 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 la. And they clap in your face and then bah. They clap in your face and then bring a fucking shaking hand back to the back of their head, you know? Dude, get your grass skirts. Here comes North Korea. Ooh la 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 la, ooh. Shoot him, Mom. Hey, man, shoot him. Guy's wearing leaves as a skirt. Kill him. Fucking all dead with a fucking wreath around your head, you know? And like a roasted pig somewhere in the vicinity. Dude, when I was at the luau, they were like, come join us. Eat the roasted pig. And it was like the pig's face. No. Hey, dude, make it bacon. Dude. Oh, my God. Look at what they're doing. Looks like they're taking shits. Dude. Make it bacon. If I could see the animal's face, cut the head off. Dude, on the video podcast, we'll show you how it looks like they're taking shits. It looks like it's so hot on the ground and they keep hopping. Oh, fucking. Dude, you know Hawaiians are so good at fucking, though. Because they care so much. Dude, they have so much passion, man. Who has more passion than fucking warriors in Hawaii? Who? 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 Honestly, nobody has more passion than somebody who would wear fucking grass, for real. The love, you know, because you know when Hawaiians fuck, they think about shit like the sun, you know? They're just like, we have a fireball above us. Wakalela. I have to get going. Sorry, I can't stay the night. With their grass skirt. So long, let me get my hat. Do you know where... We'll, next time I come over, let's watch a movie with The Rock in it. Take care. Where are my shoes? Oh yeah, I didn't bring them. So long. I'm going to run home now. Where do you live? 21 miles away. I'll be done. I'll be home by sunup. Wikalalahela, wukalalahela, meet manana hela, wukalalahela, meet manana hela, meet manana hela. And then he gets mugged on the way home. Hoo-ah! Hoo-ah! I'm a warrior, and they just shoot him. And he fucking, his cock flops out of his grass skirt. Dude, when I went to Hawaii last time, there were people at the airport and they're like, here's a lei. And I'm like, get that fucking thing off me, man. Hey, don't put something around my neck. Have I ever met you? Don't put something around my neck. Dude, do you know my first name? No? Don't put something around my neck. Dude, Hawaii, bro. Hawaii. You know? That's amazing. It's beautiful, man. Maui's the best. I went to Maui and then I went to another one. Don't know. It's disrespectful. But went, did shows. Guess if the crowds were rowdy or not. Yep. Sarouty. Calling out shit. I literally did no material and just talked about the people in the crowd because couldn't. Did the Comedy Store last night and the night before. Dude, the Comedy Store lineup, look at this comedy. Look at this. Look at this lineup that was the other night. I think it was the best announced lineup that I'd ever been a part of. Now, I'm in my iPhone pictures. Now, here's the most annoying part. It goes to memories. Now, I never want to know about memories. Hey, get rid of memories, because I don't give a fuck. I'll remember. Or I won't. I want to only see the what do you call it? It in order, in chronological order when I took the pictures. Okay, here's the lineup of the other night. You guys are missing out. I mean, I'm talking about if you're a fan of comedy, you need to literally leave where you are, make a vacation, fly to the comedy store to see these fucking lineups. All right. Mo Mandel, Bobby Lee, Pauly Shore, Tom Segura, me, Bill Burr, Neil Brennan, Joe Rogan, Joey Diaz, Jason Galern, Jamar Neighbors, Mike Young, Eleanor Kerrigan, Brenton Biddlecombe, Jack Knight, Don Barris. Pop in Whitney Cummings. I don't know if Whitney showed up or not. But those guys right there, I mean, any one of those guys is in the middle, you go see for like $100 in a theater somewhere. And they're all at the Comedy Store. It's like, I don't, these other clubs can't compete, man. They're amazing. Dude, I'm an established comedian, and I'm like, dude, I gotta fucking bring it. I don't even belong here, man. I say announced lineup because sometimes you go and Chappelle and Chris Rock will show up and shit, and you're like, okay. Oh, cool. It's weird being there every night when I'm in town and thinking about how, like, these are the guys, like Chappelle and Chris Rock and whoever the fuck else, are the guys that were, you know, Richard Pryor and George Carlin. I mean, these guys, the generation, our generation. They're our guys from our generation. And to be on lineups and shit with them and to think about how, you know, it's like history, dude. It's so wild. I try to think about that as much as possible because I don't want to be, you know, I never want to let it get to my head or think about, like, you know, everyone at the Comedy Store is really cool, man. Like the comics and shit, like they keep it cool. Like there's, you know, everyone has an ego, but like nobody like lets it get out of control. I mean, we all have egos, but like nobody lets it get out of control. Like nobody lets anybody fucking do dumb shit. Like it really feels like we're connect, like it's a, I don't want to say fraternity because that sounds like I hate fraternities, but like, or sororities, you know, there's chicks there too. Don't mean to offend. But I want to talk about that. I have that in my notes actually. It's just amazing. I mean, Joe Rogan, Bill Burr, all these guys. And then you're on a lineup with them. It's great. I remember when I was thrown into the Comedy Store, the guy who was the booker really like was a fan of mine and like really wanted to give me the stage time. I had no business going in between these guys, but I would go to like, you know, I would go in between like Dove Davidoff and fucking John Caparillo and just fight for my fucking fight. These guys would be murdering and they'd be like, give it up for Chris Lee. And they didn't even know who I was. And I'd have to go in and just fucking try and do well. And try and murder. At that point, I would just try and murder. and it was crazy, man. I mean, Dove at that point was like, I had never seen anybody like him. Dove Davidoff, fucking hilarious. You know, John Caparillo, I never said fucking three words to the guy, but he never really said three words to me either. I mean, these guys would murder, dude. Who else was on the lineup back then? Sebastian was killing. Brett Ernst, who is fucking hilarious. You guys got to follow the comedian Brett Ernst. The guy's just great. I don't see him in town too much because he's on the road a lot, but the guy's hilarious, man. If you can, I'm sure there's clips of him online. The guy says he's a storyteller and he's just so funny, man. I love Brett Ernst. I told you about fucking, you guys also got to check out Nikki Glaser. I know that I told you about her the other day, but she's so fucking funny, man. So it's great. I mean, Brett's face, you know, on that thing. so What else happened? Dude, you know what actually, what else happened? Actually, you know what? Let me do these fucking ads and then I'll get into it. Yeah. Cash App. The Cash App is the number one finance app in the App Store, probably because all of our cult members here have been switching. Or maybe it's because it's the best way to pay people back. Friends, family, coworkers, comedians, anyone. Sending and receiving money is totally free and fast, and most payments can be deposited directly into the bank account in seconds. New Cash Card is a black debit card that you can design yourself via the app. It's really cool. People have been making them and sending them screenshots to me, and somebody like brand like writes, makes art on it, like with the cult and stuff, and like put no kudas on there and stuff on their card. It's funny. It makes me laugh. Anyway, it's cool. It allows you to this cash card allows you to use the cash that you keep in the app anywhere you want. You'll get notifications for all payment made with the card directly via the Cash App. Laser etch your card to personalize it, which is what all of the babies are doing, and it will be delivered directly to you for free, and then you can use it. If you download the Cash App now, you enter the code congrats, and this is something that's really important to us at Congratulations. You'll receive $5, and the Cash App will send $5 to the Time's Up Legal Defense Fund. And that's really cool because it supports women and their legal defense when it comes to, everything that's been going on. It's just terrible. And this is a good way to help. So if you are going to download it and you can help and be a good person. Download the Cash App for iOS or Android now. Blue Apron is the number one fresh ingredient recipe delivery service in the country. Did you know that? I cook and I use it all the time, and it's really good. Blue Apron is a really, really good company that I love, that I will continue to use. The food's all really good. They have a variety of it. They send you things that you didn't know you wanted, but you're like, oh, okay, let me try. And you try it, and it's all delicious. It's all good. And it makes me feel good because I'm doing the work, you know. And they set it up. They set it up easy for you to cook, and you do it, and it makes you feel like you're a chef, and you are kind of. And then you can literally be a chef, eat the food, and feel good about yourself because the food tastes good, and you're not eating fast food, or you know, you're not ordering, you know, just food to the, you know, at a restaurant. It's all you. The Blue Apron is treating Congratulations with Crystalia listeners to their first three meals, a $30 value with your first order if you visit blueapron.com/congrats. Check out this week's menu and get your $30 off with free shipping at blueapron.com/congrats. They got the two-person meal plan, family meal plan. They have a wine plan. It's really great. Just go check it out. So Blue Apron. Beachbody. Beachbody On Demand is an online fitness streaming service that gives you unlimited access to a wide variety of highly effective world-class workouts personalized to meet your needs. They've got familiar brands like PIYO, P90X, Insanity, 21 Day Fix, T25, 3-Week Yoga Retreat. These are all ones that you've either heard of some of them or a lot of them, but it's great. I can set this up in my house, stream it on TV, and get a really great workout in my house. You know, I mean, I also go to the gym sometimes, but sometimes I don't have the time to. I don't want to battle traffic. So, I recently just got set up with it. So I've done different courses, and they have ones that I really like. I like that Sean T guy. I just like, he's passionate, and I'm liking the Focus T25. But anyway, there's so much variety, and it's really awesome. And, you know, I'm going to try the other ones. I get obsessed with it, and then I want to try the other ones too. So it's really convenient, accessible on your computer, web-enabled TV, tablet, smartphone, or any other web-enabled device. So it has nutritional help too. Let's not forget, abs are made in the kitchen, okay? And access to information on meal prep, variety of recipes, and simple but proven eating plans. There's over 600 different workouts. So you can find one that, you know, is that lines up with your interests and goals. and you will find something there. So give this service a try. Right now, my listeners can get a free trial membership with when you text congrats to 303030. That's texting congrats to 303030. You will get full access to this entire platform for free, all the workouts and nutrition information free. Just text congrats to 303030. Dude, how about when I saw some comments. Sometimes I look at the YouTube comments because I like to look at fucking lunatics. And somebody was like, you know what? You can tell that he reads the ads, but I still like it. Oh, you can tell? It's weird when you can tell something by looking at it. Don't you think? I can tell he's wearing a shirt too. But I like it. Internet's ruining everything, but it's also kind of helping everything. Why is it ruining everything? Another comedian you should check out is Michael Costa. I just say that because we're texting right now. But fucking hilarious. He's on The Daily Show. What was I going to say? Dude, you know what fucking was crazy this week, actually, was the Emily Ratajkowski thing? I'll never know her last name, never want to. I'll meet her and be like, nice to meet you, Emily Ratajkowski. Ratatatata and all the... What's that fucking... Ratatatata and all the... Scatter. What's that shit? Anyway. Oh, well. So, she... What's the third one? The third one right there. Hit it. So excited to people got upset with this shit. So excited to announce that I am the new face of yada yada. Welcome to Good Hair Days. Oh, she changed the caption. Oh. Ah, man, double down, motherfucker. She wrote this thing about how it, try this new company that I love because hair is a fundamental thing for women's beauty or some shit. What did she say? Where? Fundamental for femininity, beauty, and identity. Now, here's why the internet is fucking stupid. Okay, so she says hair is fundamental to femininity and beauty. All right, look. Yeah, there's feminine women that are bald as shit. Sure. Whether they went through chemo, whether they have alopecia, they can't fucking grow hair, doesn't mean they're not feminine. Doesn't mean they're not beautiful. Okay? There are some beautiful bald women out there. Really. And feminine. And there are people who are like, you should apologize because you said this and that. Hey, you know what, dude? It's a fucking ad. Okay? It's an ad. In ads, companies say all sorts of shit that, newsflash, aren't true. Because they want you to buy their fucking product. It's so... Look, I don't know what it's like to not be able to grow hair. I mean, look, a lot of guys are bald. A lot of guys lost their hair. I'm fucking losing mine a little bit. I have less hair. I feel like, if it goes and then somebody is like, hey, hair, you know, is fundamental to fucking masculine fucking this and that. I wouldn't give a fuck. I would look at that and be like, oh, they're wrong. Those fucking idiots. Why does everybody get offended about everything? Hey, bro, roll the fuck on, man. People are going to say so much stupid shit, especially on the internet. You know why? Because the internet is everything. Everybody says everything on the internet. Roll the fuck on, man. Turn the other butt cheek, bro. Who cares? You're sitting at your computer all day. You're getting offended. That's what happens. Do other shit. What? Just annoying. It's just, everyone's so offended. Somebody said, I posted a video from the podcast about how you should take those What Would Jesus Do bracelets and wipe your ass with them. And people are like, bro, not funny. Cross the line. Hey, eat my dick. Eat my fucking dick. Hey, eat it. Touch your nose to my abdomen. Dude, come on, man. The fuck out of here. Who cares? Shut up. Go fucking shopping. Who cares? Somebody commented, oh, man, it's too, you know, I just wear it because it makes it reminds me to be a better person. I don't really wear it for show. Oh, dude, really? Hey, dude, you got problems. You got to wear a bracelet that says WWJD to remind yourself to be a good person? Hey, man, change. Dude, what is wrong with you that you got to wear something to make yourself a better person? Dude, take it off and just be you. Dude, change. Hey, man, if you got to look down, imagine being like, I want to cheat on my wife. Oh, fuck. Look, hold on 1 second. Let me glance at my wrist. Jesus wouldn't do that. Never mind. Fucking go shopping, motherfuckers. Do something else, man. You know what? That made me want to wipe my ass with What Would Jesus Do bracelets. Because I'll tell you what, if Jesus ran out of toilet paper and just had a bracelet that said, what would Jesus do? He'd use it to wipe his ass at a convenience. Know why? Because he's a purse. It's because of the stock. Dude, don't get fucking offended so much. Oh, man, everyone is so offended. Hey, dude, you cross the line. Leave religion. Never put God in your act. Somebody wrote me once. Never put God in your act. Hey, dude, fuck yourself. See you in hell. I will always put God in my act when I choose. Bye. See ya. Get captured. Gunk. Face the same way. Minside ya. Now, that's the most vicious congratulations combo I've ever done. Yakuda. Hey, look, a shiny bracelet. Yakuda. Go to fucking Coachella. Go shopping. Go swimming. Go to fucking Coachella. Fuck out of here. The fuck out of here, dude. Never put God in your act. See ya. We'll do it. See ya. Dude, you know what we got to do? Some be quiets. That's what we got to do. You know what we got to practice on with you, bud? We got to practice touching your top lip to your bottom lip. That's what we got to do. You offended? You taken to the internet because you outraged? You know what you got to practice? Touching your top lip to your bottom lip. Hey, man, you upset with me because I said something on stage that was a joke and you're coming up to me after the show to express your opinion and your outrage? You know what we got to practice? Touching your top lip to your bottom lip. Dude, hey, man. Your top lip feel lonely? Let's join it with your bottom lip. It's a joke, you fucking piece of shit. Go shopping. Fuck out of my face, man. Go shopping. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. I love being an idiot. Oh, man. Oh, I forgot about that fucking... I had a new joke and I forgot about it. Now I don't do it anymore. Got to remember that part. I want to make that an Instagram video. Practice touching your top lip to your bottom lip. That's so dumb. Oh, fuck, man. What was that? 38 minutes? Oh, fuck. Write that down. Oh, fuck. Juan Fire will probably write something fucked up like 42 minutes and fuck it all up because he's Juan Fire. I love how you guys don't know who Juan Fire is. He's like Master Killer from the Wu-Tang, you know? So. What else? What else are we talking about, babies? It's because of the stock. Dude, thank God for the internet, but also F the internet. What else are we talking about, babies? How about when Trump was like, fucking fuck all black people or whatever he said? Dude, how? First of all, Trump is, I thought he was racist, but now there's just no question. When he was just like, about what he said about the shithole countries, about, I mean, it's not even funny. It's just about all the Africa countries, about why do they keep coming from shithole countries? And then he picked the whitest place and was like, Norway's cool though. Like, could you be more glaringly racist? Hey, guy, don't be in the White House. I don't even give a fuck about politics, man. Republican, be Republican. Democrat, be Democrat. If you're one of the other ones that doesn't matter, be that. But dude, come on, man. Don't say that, you fucking dumb fuck. Also, don't be orange. You Simpson? Oh, man. And stop tweeting, dude. Tweet once or twice a day, you know? I hope he doesn't lead us into nuclear war or any war. Man. What is this shit? Ghost Splorn? I think Chris Lee is the head of marketing for this gas station. Lion Face, at Lion Face. Ghost Splorn, 76 station. Damn, I like that. Ghost Splorn? That's fucking awesome. Ghost Splorn? Fuck. I'm jealous I didn't think about that. Hey, guys. Dude, if I was an expeditionist or whatever the fuck, Lewis and Clark, I'd be like, guys, time to go exploring. Yo, you guys, time to... Dude, I love how Lion Face's Twitter picture is a burger. Oh, fuck. I saw a guy at the Coffee Bean today with a fucking sheer shirt on. He had a shirt that you could see through. Saw his nipples. And shorts! Bro, so confused. Oh, and I was at the Coffee Bean, and these two kids came in and were literally kicking a soccer ball. And the dad let them do it for like 5 minutes and then took the ball away. Hey, don't bring the ball in the fucking place. The kids were kicking a soccer ball in Coffee Bean. Against the wall of Coffee Bean, of a coffee shop. And I was trying to get my fucking head right for the podcast. Did those little fucking assholes know I was trying to do that? No. Fucking shit. Dude, I love coffee, man. You know what, dude? I'm sitting different. And here's why I'm sitting different. Hello? Okay. Because my fucking back hurts, dude. I'm different. Yeah, I'm different. I'm different. Yeah, I'm different. Dude, that song... rocked, bro. I'm different. I love when rap songs are like so basic but also so specific. Like, dude, I'm different. And it was simple. Bing, bing, dung, ding, ding, dung. And then fucking sluts would be like, fuck yeah. Oh, man. Oh, man. You know what I think, man? You know, girls get upset about like, I'm not a slut if I fuck because I want to. I agree. I think a slut is, I have my own definition of it. Like, dude, if you're a girl, you should fuck whoever you want whenever you want. It doesn't, go on. Go on with your fucking bad self, all right? And I respect that. And I've had relationships with girls who have had sex with lots of dudes. And I don't give a fuck. But here's the deal. And I've had relationships with girls who haven't sex with them, had sex with that many dudes. And I'm fine with both. Some guys will get all bent. I know some guys that are like, oh, you shouldn't, you know, I want a girl that's pure, or oh, I don't want a girl that's not experienced. Either way, whatever. You know, you're going to meet who you're going to meet and fall in love. But I think the kind of girl that I can't be with is a girl that pretends she's a certain way that she's not. And that just goes with guys too. I mean, I don't date guys, but friends, you know, like when you don't know how you are and you're fooling yourself, but not really fooling me, I can't get captured. Like, You should retweet that on the podcast one. Like, I can't fucking, like, if you're a chick and you're like, I don't do that. I don't have sex with guys unless I know them very well. But you do that? Who, you're lying to who? Me? Why? To make me think that you are not slutty? Then you're a liar. If I'm with a girl and she's like, yeah, I've had one night stands because I wanted to fuck. Cool. Great. Good. Awesome. If I was with a girl, because here's the thing. When I was younger, I used to be like, you don't make me. I was so fucking such an idiot. I was like, you don't make me wait, but you would have sex with fucking some rock star because, you know, whatever. But you do the long play with me. And I used to be like offended at that. Not that I'm dealing with that situation many times, but if I was with a girl and she was like, listen, I've had sex with guys on the first night. I've had sex with guys. I've done the long play. You know, I've made mistakes. I've had great relationships, this and that. But like, I'm interested in taking things slow with you because I don't want to fuck it up. And I like you, I think, maybe. And I'm not going to have sex with you the first, you know, whatever it is. The first fucking 2 minutes. But I have done that in my life. And I wanted to, and now I don't. Then I respect that. Not that you need my respect, but, you know, I think that that's cool. You know, because people fucking change. I get that. I mean, but when you're just like, no, I don't do it, and you do it, and you're going to do it again, like, don't. Stop. Stop. You're not fucking fooling. You're not fooling anyone. Or you're fooling idiots, and then that's who you are. You're someone that fools idiots? Why? What are you doing? What are you trying to do? What are you trying to gain? What? What are you trying to gain? Oh, man. Everybody's so fucking crazy. Everybody's so crazy. I don't know. Dating is weird. All my friends and shit. In LA, it's fucking crazy, man. It's literally like you gotta have a real strong head on your shoulders and know what you want. I mean, people are so lost in LA. It's so weird what they're chasing. You know, I mean, people come and they move from fucking Idaho because they were the most popular kid. And they're like, I'm going to be famous. And they get thrown into L.A. and literally are in rooms with like fucking the most famous people. And then they're nobody and shit. And then I don't know. I don't even know what I'm talking about. I just like, I don't know. It's weird how if you're an actor, you can be like the least good at your job, but still be rewarded with like, it's like the only job where like you can be so awful, but also be so successful. I don't know another job where you can do that, really. You have to have talent with other things. I mean, even in the arts, like music, people get mad at people say like, well, pop music's bullshit. Like, it's still a fucking skill. It's still a talent. It still is art. Like, you know, as bad as some pop music is, it like still takes something. Like a lot of this new hip hop or rap is fucking awful, but it's still at least a skill to learn. It may not be a hard skill to learn, you know, with all these mumble rappers, but like, you still have to make something sound good and fucking have people like bop their head to it. But like acting, you don't. You straight up don't. You just have to say the lines and can be awful and be rewarded with millions of dollars in success. A lot of guys on these fucking, you know, these, what's the CW, if that even exists, you know what I mean, anymore? Like those fucking guys who look like models that are trying to like, be in comedy shit. Like, get out of here, dude. You go to fucking some of these casting. I used to. I don't really go anymore to auditions like this. I haven't in a while, at least. I'm sure I will again. But And you get into this room and you're like, oh, now I'm, when I do audition for something, it's like with other guys I've seen or know or that are like at my level. So, or whatever, but, yeah, I, you know, you'd walk into this room, like when I was in my 20s, I'd walk into the room, it was this comedy thing, and I'd be like, okay, I could kind of make this funny, and you go in, and it's like fucking all dudes that look like Luke Perry in 1990, and you're like, doing the eyebrow thing, hey, and you're like, oh, fuck, this guy, I'm going up against this guy, and then that's the guy that gets the part, because he looks like a fucking Ken doll, and you're like, and then you watch it when it comes out, and you're like, oh, it's just zero funny, hey, what the fuck is going on, what are you trying to do, make a... It's weird, man. It's fucking weird, but I don't know. I feel like this podcast went off on the fucking... Let's do Twitter questions. Do you have any? Okay. Because if you didn't, one fire. Oh, dude. You know what I don't like? This guy's writing me. Christopher Dennett. @Chris_Dens. Do these hurt your feelings or nah? That's the thing I say. If I like something, I'll be like, oh, fuck it. That shit hurts my feelings. I've said it on the podcast before about shoes a lot. And so there's shoes and they're customized shoes that are like that, have that like shark airplane. What is that fucking art anyway? Why do people paint airplanes like sharks? Like what kind of fucking coot of dumb shit is that? Just have it be an airplane. It's way more impressive than a shark. It's in the sky flying. You don't need to make it look like an animal in the water. It's customized shoes I don't like. I don't like making the shoe that you buy your own. Nike, Adidas, New Balance, whoever the fuck you're going to buy shoes from, they did it. They figured it out. Don't get the shoe and then go to like a shoe doctor guy that's like, yeah, I'm watching me fucking make it a different color or look at it a different way and fucking paint some shit on it. See ya. See ya. Take them off. Bury them. See ya. What else we got? And it's one fire. He goes, give me a sec. One fire. How insecure it... Oh, that's funny, dude. Zach, @Zach Cryptano? I don't know. Cipriano? Oh. How insecure is it to have a framed puzzle hung on your wall? It's very funny. That's definitely not insecure. You're using the language wrong, but it's fucking hilarious. Dude, imagine framing a puzzle. Oh, I guess it's a little bit insecure to be like, yo, I did that shit. What the fuck is that lady doing? You have to see this. Tim Keeley. Forget knives. Is chopping the food with your teeth the future of food prep? Oh, my God. This girl is not... Ew! She's chopping the... She's not using knives. She's... Whatever she's getting. Reva Godfrey, who stars in the video using her mouth to... Ew, butter! Why would she be doing that? She, like, will take garlic, eat it, chop it up, and then spit it out in a bowl and mix it with what the fuck she's doing. This is what I don't get. We invented knives. Why are you doing going, what are you doing going backwards? It's like when people are like, hey, let's go camping and get away from it all. Nah, it took us a long time to invent a fucking toaster and build walls. I'll be inside them. The fuck do I want to get away from all the shit that we worked as a human race so hard to achieve? Now you want to be near a waterfall? What, dude? You fucking backwards, fucked up dude. Yeah, but let's go out and fucking sit on dirt. Let's get dirt in our nails and anus somehow. Nah, bro. We got air conditioning. You can set that shit right how you like it. Yeah, but I want to get away from it all. Go in a different room. Leave your phone in the kitchen. Isn't it great out here? You know, how do people... Isn't it great out here? Camping. Just look at it. I just love coming out here and just being all alone with my thoughts. You know who else is like that? Crazy people. You're not fucking Gandhi because you stood near a waterfall. Just come out here, find myself. Why does everyone need to go somewhere else to find themselves? You're right there. Hey, you know where you are? In your clothes. I've said this before on the podcast. But dude, people got to go to Tunisia to really find themselves? Fuck off. You really want to go to one of those shithole countries? Go to Norway. Fucking racist, dude. I don't even know what that is. Oh, fuck that Hawaii shit, you know? But anyway, how bad is Hawaiian music? You know what else is so bad? Like that mariachi, like Mexican music, that shit is so bad, dude. Oh, the food thing was fake. Ah, oh, fuck, they got us. It was satire. Damn, they got us. They got us. No need to get outraged for it. But yeah, how bad is like that Mexican fucking... Fucking Pablo Francisco has a funny bit about that. How it's all the same. We're trailing off, dude. I think we're done. Fuck it. All right, guys. You guys, thank you. Where's the thing here? No elder this week, but we'll maybe have one next week. And remember, Square Cash, have you switched yet? Download the free Square Cash app, enter rewards code congrats, get $5, and then give $5 to Time Up. Get it for iOS or Android now. And Blue Apron, check out this week's menu and get your $30 off with free shipping at blueapron.com/congrats. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. You get to see me in action do this. You don't have to listen to it. And download the Chris D'Elia app for iOS or Android. I go live on there a lot. You can just type in Chris D'Elia and it'll come up in the App Store. Subscribe, rate, and review the show. And tweet me. Asking questions. Video episodes go up Tuesdays or Wednesdays. Upcoming shows. I got Pasadena, Tampa, Winnipeg, Calgary, Saskatchewan. Some of those are sold out, but check it out. Actually, they might all be. See the shit. Actually, they might all be. Thank you for listening, man. Check me out on The Good Doctor. I'll be out on that episode in like the second set half of the season. I'm doing a bunch of episodes. All right, guys. Thanks a lot. Take care. Bye. Congratulations, motherfucker.